Black pro-life speaker faces smoke bomb attack at University of Texas. By Tom Sikata on May 1, 2019. Black pro-life activist Ryan Bomberger faced a smoke bomb attack during a lecture at the University of Texas at Austin this week. According to a report from Campus Reform, pro-life activist Ryan Bomberger faced a smoke bomb attack during his speech at the University of Texas on Monday night. Bomberger, who has been protested at other universities, brings a pro-life message to campuses based on his life story. He was conceived during a rape and then placed for adoption. Student attendees claim that fire alarms went off in the middle of Bomberger's speech. As they exited the room, some students noticed smoke coming from the back of the room. Young Conservatives of Texas Chairman Saurabh Sharma told a local news outlet that students quickly moved the event to a nearby lecture hall after the smoke bomb went off. "We were hosting a speaker by the name of Ryan Bomberger. The president of Radiance Foundation, a pro-life advocacy group, called should have been aborted," Sharma said. "The event was going normally and then we heard the fire alarm and evacuated. As we were leaving we saw smoke. Shortly after evacuating, the police informed us it was a smoke bomb. We went to a nearby lecture hall to complete the event." Bomberger is the president of the Radiance Foundation, an activist group that aims to advance a pro-life message. In a Facebook post, the Radiance Foundation condemned the leftist cowardice of the person who set off the smoke bomb. "So, leftist cowardice strikes again. If you can't, intellectually, beat him, smoke him out," the organization wrote on Facebook. "The entire gearing hall had to be evacuated and our event moved to another building. Thankfully, no one was hurt. But freedom is injured every time liberal activists try to shut down #FreeASpeech. University of Texas at Austin spokesman J.B. Byrd told Campus Reform that the university is investigating the attack. He also reaffirmed the university's commitment to free speech. "UTPD is investigating this crime," Byrd said. "All members of the university community and their guests must be able to express their views without interference. Fortunately, this event was able to continue. Attempts to disrupt speakers not only violate university rules but also go against the values of free expression that are vital to our campus." Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.